Okay, the exact pathophysiology of urticarial vasculitis is not known, but it is believed that it might be because of the immune complex deposition, complement pathway activation via the classical pathway. There is mast cell degranulation and the release of the pro-inflammatory cytokines from them. There is endothelial cell damage as well as endothelial cell activation and inflammatory cell recruitment around the blood vessels in the superficial dermis. So all of these combine together to give rise to the urticarial vasculitis. Initially, it is explained that there is IgG and IgM combined with C3, that is immune complex is formed, and then it deposits around the vessels and also in the vessel wall in the superficial dermis and also in the dermal epidermal junction of the skin. It is explained that hypocomplementemia and the urticarial vasculitis is consistent with the complement activation by the classical complement pathway, which is presumably caused by the circulating immune complexes. And a number of the antibodies have been detected in patients with the urticarial vasculitis, like the anti-nuclear antibody, extractable nuclear antigen, antiphospholipid antibody, anti-endothelial antibodies. There comes the mast cell activation, in which there is mast cell degranulation and the release of the pro-inflammatory cytokine like TNF-alpha. It has also been observed that a number of the factors like interleukin-6 and interleukin-1 receptor antagonists levels have been raised in the serum of patients with urticarial vasculitis. Other than this, there is endothelial cell involvement characterized by swelling and necrosis. In vasculitis, there is endothelial cell activation, which is characterized by the loss of anticoagulation and fibrinolytic properties of the endothelium. And that is why, because these properties are lost, there is fibrin deposition and there is fibrinoid degeneration of the affected vessels. Along with this, when the endothelial cells are activated or when they are damaged, there is a recruitment of the inflammatory cells in the perivascular infiltrate. Then next question comes that what kind of inflammatory infiltrate is found around the blood vessels. It depends upon the timing at which the biopsy is done. Like initially, when the damage begins in the first 3 hours, there is a predominant eosinophilic infiltrate found around the blood vessels. Then up to 24 hours, there is predominant neutrophilic infiltration, and the lymphocytic infiltrate is predominantly found at around 48 hours. So depends at the time of the biopsy, when it is taken and when it is observed, the variety of the different inflammatory infiltrate can be seen in the skin biopsy of urticarial vasculitis.